call received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, hi. Is this Freedom Care?
We're actually doing that service at Freedom Care. We do home care services. How can
I'm trying to get some information. I'm trying to looking for a home care agency for my daughter to work for me.
Got it. Like you want your daughter to get paid to help you, right?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do. I already had an agency. I'm just want to switch over to a different agency.
Just wanting to switch. In which county are you?
Delaware County.
Delaware County, got it. And what are you looking for? Do you have any specific things that you're looking for?
You know, I just want to know, like, is the process going to be a long process for her to get started? How do you know, what are you guys' requirements, things like that?
You are already on the waiver program?
Yes.
Got it. So if you're on the waiver program, we'll just need to call your insurance to let them know you want to do the switch. We're going to sign up your daughter with us as a legal caregiver, and if she worked already once, that would be just easy. We'll just need her documents transferred over to us. And then once we get the authorization from your insurance, we'll be able to start working. Like, it will depend on your insurance. Which insurance do you have?
Keystone.
Keystone, got it. So with Keystone, it should be quite easy because we are, like, affiliated with them. They know us good. So they're just going to send it over right away.
Okay, is there anything she has to do, like get a TB test, anything? Like, what does she have to do?
So if she used to work, depends when she did it recently. We will need an updated PPD, but depends when she took her last one. Did she work for
or
she never worked?
She hasn't been home care in a while, but
she
will be at my home.
Got it.
But
so
she has a TB. She has a TB from other jobs. She got a recent TB and everything.
So, yeah, we'll just need that form. It will really take, like, we're just going to sign a coordinator to her case. So she's going to help her with everything. If she has any problem getting any form, she's going to make sure, like, to help her. So I don't think that would be an issue because I know it's a very smooth system. Like, if your daughter is in it, like, cooperative, then it should take just 2-3 days.
What system you said?
Like, I would say it's a very good system, like, everything runs very smoothly. So if your daughter, is cooperative, like, she answers the calls and the texts and she responds, then it just take just a 2-3 days until we get all the forms needed. Like, we'll need her ID, and I'm sure she has it. She just needs to send it in, right?
Oh, yeah, she got everything.
Yeah. So what I can do is I can just take down your information and assign a specialist to your case, so she's going to help you do the switch as soon as possible.
Okay.
Let me first log into your Medicaid account just to make sure it's good so we don't have any issues with that. Like everything is active and everything is perfect. Just give me a minute. What's your first and last name?
Madeline Wimberly.
Madeline is M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E?
Yes.
And Wimberly is W-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y?
Kimberly, but Wimberly, W-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y.
Got it. And what's your date of birth, Madeline?
11/21/1974.
Got it. Just give me a minute. Let me log into your Medicaid account. Okay. If you have Keystone First Community Health Services, you have the waiver program. You'll have Medicaid, but it's fine. It's a program we accept. Of course, if you have ready the waiver. The number you called me from, is that your best contact number?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I'll just put it in for your profile. I got your Medicaid ID as well. Do you know who your service coordinator from Keystone is, or should I check it up for you?
Shirley Tribble.
Got it. And what, do you have her contact info?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, it's fine. I'll check it out for you.
267-268-7517.
7517?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you for that. And what's your street address? Where do you live at?
4005 Warbelow Road.
Willow Road?
Warbelow, W-O-R-R-I-L-O-W Road.
And in which city is that?
There's Brookhaven, PA.
Brookhaven, okay.
19015.
Got it. Let me see if it comes up. And that's in Delaware County, you said, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any kids in your house, like any minors?
No.
Got it. And what's your daughter's name and number, the one you want to sign up?
Okay, Karina, K-A-R-E-N-A, T-U-R-P-I-N.
T-U-R?
T as in serpent, T-U-R, T as in pole, I-N.
I am. Got it. And what's her phone number?
484.
Okay.
403.
Okay.
8337.
Got it. Thank you for that. I think we're all set for now. I got all of your information. Maybe do you want to call Shirley, your service coordinator, right now to let them know that you're planning to switch so she knows ahead?
Yeah, I just text her and let her know that I'm planning to switch, yeah.
Got it. But did you tell her already which agency, or do you want maybe we should call her right now? I don't know. And, like, I'll give her a provider ID so she knows exactly who it is.
Yeah. You can give her a call. Okay.
Yes. Let me call her right now when you're on the phone so she hears you in the background.
Okay.
Give me a minute. Hold on. I'll just conference her.
The number you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family First Care, LLC. I'm on the phone with Madeline Wimberly, date of birth 11/21/1974. She reached out to us that she is planning a switchover. We would like to see when we can expect authorization. We're going to sign up her daughter to be her caregiver. Our provider ID is 3078-2894. If you can, please give me a call back at 267-551-7406. Thank you. Hi, Madeline. Okay. So I guess we'll just wait for her call, and I guess you're going to be in touch with her as well, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in touch with her as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do right now.
What is your name?
My name is Stella, and we're First Care LLC. That's our name. I like working.
Family. It's called Family. What is it called? Family First Care?
Yes.
Okay, not Freedom Care. Family First. Okay.
Right, it's the same thing.
It's Freedom Care. So it's the same thing, basically. Then.
Yeah, it's just two different names.
Okay.
Let me tell you like that. Give me 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get a specialist for you right now, so we can start the process right now. Like, she's gonna get your number.
Okay.
And just said, can you hold on the line a few minutes?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. got bills.
I got Dina available for you. She's one of our best specialists. I will transfer you to her right now, and she's going to assist you further. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Madeline. If you have any problem, anything, just reach out to me anytime, okay? But Dina is going to be very helpful. I know her. She's a very helpful coordinator, and I signed you the best one. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care. Am I speaking with Madeline? I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you were just transferred from Stella. I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to begin services. Okay?
Okay.
So I just wanted to quickly explain the process so you have an idea on how long it takes. Basically, there are two things that need to happen in order to transfer. The first thing is for a caregiver to submit their requirements to become compliant with us. Are you the caregiver?
No, my daughter is. Raina, come here. The lady wants you.
It's all right. I can text her all the information. It's just a couple links and documents that we need sent over. So I'm going to have all those texted over to her. And then the second thing would be for the insurance Keystone to send us an authorization stating how many hours you're approved for.
Okay.
Right. Do you have an idea of how many hours you're approved for?
I'm at 50 hours, but it was supposed to go up I was originally getting 84, and they took it down to the 50, but they supposed to put it back up to 84.
Okay.
A week.
All right. So we'll let you know how many hours we receive when we get that from Keystone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll be in touch with Keystone regarding that. Do you have a specific date that you guys would like to start?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay. So let's aim for, sometimes I'm not sure if your daughter has an up-to-date TB test. So
yes,
she does. Okay, that'll make things a little bit quicker. So we can try to aim for Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Okay.
I would say that also gives us enough time for the authorization to be sent in. Sometimes it takes like 4 or 5 days for that to come through. So I'll keep you posted on that. I'm gonna send you my phone number now, so you can call me or text me with any questions or concerns.
Okay.
Do you have any questions now?
No. What else is she going to get a sign-on bonus? What is it, do they provide insurance for her? I guess you guys will go over that with her, I guess.
Yeah, we do provide health insurance, and we can offer a sign-on bonus of $200.
Okay.
All right, but we'll go through that with her as well. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. So you have a good weekend, and we'll likely be in touch on Monday.
Okay, so you're going to send over all the documents. What else would she need from you guys besides the TB?
So she would need an application filled out, a competency test filled out, basically caregiving questions instead of the training. And then she would need an I-9W-4 for her taxes, two forms of ID or one form of ID with a picture, and then... Yeah, direct deposit link, and 2-year proof of residency. So anything that states that she's been in PA for 2 years or longer.
Okay. And that's all she needs? She don't need anything else with that?
No, that's all. Everything can be done through the link. She doesn't need to go into the office if she chooses not to. Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like her to send you the...
She'll send the documents, I guess, over to you guys, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you for calling. You let me know if you have any more questions along the way, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Great, and have a great holiday. Have a great one.
Oh,
thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Okay.
You too. Same to you.
Mm-hmm.